Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. And thank you for tuning in again. I appreciate you showing up here. How are y'all doing? We're sitting right now in this liminal space between the years, celebrating the ending of a complete evolutionary round. We've got a couple more days of 2024 and the long-awaited 2025, which mystics and spiritual guides have looked to for decades. We know that we are in the thick of major change. And that is not something that happens quickly, so it might sound like sometimes what I say here is like, she's been saying the same thing over and over again, because the patterns are in place and a lot is happening on a transpersonal level, on a bigger level for all of humanity. There has been much progress, and there is much yet to be done. So on this fifth holy night, we let ourselves be infused with the energy of beauty. Beauty is the virtue associated with the astrological archetype of Taurus and reminds us to see beauty, be beauty, and share beauty. There's a song circle song, of course, right? You know, that the song goes, "Let me see the beauty every day and source my life from its presence." We have to seek it out. You know, we can let beauty lead us. And when we follow her, she knows the way, reminding us that our task is not to fight the ugly. Our focus instead is to bring in more good. And that song goes on to say, "I want to know if you can see the beauty, even when it isn't pretty every day." That's the tricky part, right? We can get really caught in the stuff that's wrong and the things that aren't looking good. Our challenge then, our task then, is to keep our eye on the beauty, to keep our eye on the good, and bring in more of that, put out more of that, be more of that as best we're able. So we have a new moon in Capricorn tomorrow, which is Monday, December 30th. It happens at 4:26 p.m. Central Time. And as many of you are aware, I'm sure, at the new moon, the sun and moon come together. They sit together for conversation and reconnection, and really their goal is to get on the same page. So this new moon occurs at 9 degrees of Capricorn. That position puts them at the top of the astrological wheel, up at the top for all the world to see. And it is a major time for review. I mean, that's what happens so much with, what, end of the year and New Year's resolutions. It's a major time for review as we look at the highlights from the year that is passing and considering it a wrap-up before we look forward to what's over the horizon in 2025. Adding their voices to the conversation for this new moon in a vital and undeniable way are two of the asteroid goddesses. Lilith, a so-named demoness of the goddesses, was said to have been cast out of Eden as Adam's first wife because she would not give up her personal sovereignty. She is in conjunction to this new moon, right in the conversation and sharing their space at 9 degrees Capricorn. Lilith and the other asteroid goddesses are showing up in prominent positions in the cosmos. You know, they've been doing so for a period of time now, as feminine energy is infusing the planet, you know, desperately trying to regain some balance in a world that's gone astray in patriarchy and misogyny, racism, all the problems that we've been seeing come to the surface. And we see those dying concepts grasping and gasping as the old hold on the world, you know, that tries to hang on. So Lilith, you know, in her story, you know, really she fought for survival, rejecting shame and vilification to claim self-determination, personal freedom, and a life with joy, beauty, and pleasure. It sounds very much like what women are experiencing across the globe today. We've got some things to figure out as we go because we are the ones that are creating what's happening here. It's not something outside of us that happens to us. It comes through us and we bring it all to life. So it is vitally important that we figure out what part we are going to play in this change that's right here in our face. And, you know, what part are we going to play? And how do we stand serene, calm, and steady in it? Standing nearby for this full moon at 11 degrees Capricorn, which is a spiritual master number that reflects rising to a new level, is Pallas Athene. This is the goddess of wisdom, our creative intelligence, and leads us forward using both logic and intuition. Her energy is actively civilizing our concept of leadership. Can you imagine that? I mean, we have so much that needs to change in our structures and how they're run and how they're led and what it means to be a leader. So her energy is really civilizing, changing this whole concept of leadership. And she's been the stimulus for programs such as, you know, we've seen at Viterbo University near me in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You know, they have a great program of servant leadership. You know, she's been the stimulus for really this awareness of our need for a better work-life balance. You know, we can't work all the time. We get broken, bitter, resentful. We need a work-life balance. There's more to life than work. And she knows that we can't lead our lives just based on some pragmatic benefit alone. It's not like about cost-benefit ratio. She reminds us that without heart, we have nothing. You know, if we don't have heart, you know, if we don't have a place in our lives for heart to go along with the logic, then, you know, we're shortchanging ourselves. We're only half alive. So, Pallas Athene, she knows that there is a better way forward than where we've been, and she's adding her wisdom and her strategic vision to the mix, offering inspiration and insight. So that's a good opportunity to sit and be open to some of these astrological energies. The influences of these two asteroids will color and affect the whole lunar month, because really conjunctions are the strongest of aspects. When we look at what's happening in the geometric patterns between planets and luminaries, conjunctions are the strongest. And when they come together, the planets and the luminaries, when they come together, they really create and leave a celestial imprint. So the sun, and the sun is, you know, really through the mirror that is the moon, reflects back to us what matters. The sun takes in all this information from everybody, and the mirror reflects it back, helping us to see what is important to our personal and our collective evolution. The planet Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is in a square aspect to this new moon, reflecting the challenge of integrating the old with the new. Saturn has been in Pisces since 2023 and will continue its efforts to make the mystery tangible. That's what it's been out there trying to do, trying to bring some form to the unknown, the great unknown, and to re-engage us then with universal consciousness in a way that makes it real. Two of our powerhouses, Mars and Pluto, are in opposite signs for this lunation. Each is trying to find their way, or I'll say get their way. You know, Pluto is on new legs. It's, you know, maybe a little bit on wobbly legs, it's just completed its long round through Capricorn, and it's just entering Aquarius, first degree. You know, it stepped in here a couple of times, went back out, and now it's in to stay. But it's at the very beginning of the sign, 1 degree Aquarius, ready for some change again in a new way to take us forward. And standing opposite that Pluto is Mars, representing our drive, ambition, our passions. Also represents the patriarchy and the masculine, masculine energy. Mars has been on quite a journey, you know, for the past many months. You know, it entered into Cancer, the sign of emotion, compassion, care, the mother. It's not very comfortable there. It's a sign that likes to hold on to the past, and, you know, that makes it easier for Mars to, like, you know, try to keep things the status quo as is, but it doesn't really like being there. It doesn't really like that feeling land. It's more about action. So then Mars, you know, started its time in Cancer, moved forward into Leo. You know, Leo, a little bit more fire, a little bit more strength, and a little more comfortable place for that Mars masculine energy. And it reclaimed some firepower and some strength. And, you know, the thing about Mars is it has a choice. You know, and I think that's the thing that we're all working on. And again, I'm talking masculine energy within all people, both men and women. It can show up as either, you know, ego, it's all about me, or heart. It can also show up as bully, you know, power over everybody, or hero. And I think this is a really powerful time for us to see which way this is going to go. And the universal energies are prompting change. So we will see. The dark phase of the lunar cycle, or really any cycle, is a transition between the death of the old and the birth of the new. It's meant to be a time of retreat, of pulling inward, of healing, and of dreaming, about envisioning the future as life is prepared to be reborn. So, during this time, these extra special holy nights, and in this space around the new moon, create space for stillness. You know, essentially that's what this time between the years is all about. It's about making time for dreaming and imagining as we consciously and intentionally enter this period of newness. Think about the life that you envision for yourself and for all of humanity. You know, we can miss out on some really magical moments if we close the door too soon on the Christmas season and slip right back into our regular routine. I think it's rather magical that on some kind of unconscious level, much of life shuts down in this week between Christmas and New Year's. You know, people take vacations, work is slow, you know, really nothing happens. It's almost kind of like a lame duck week, right? You know, the kids are out of school, we have more time for family and friends, and our unconscious guides are opening opportunities for what we most need. So we want to be paying attention to our higher guidance, stepping away from the noise. I'm afraid that Mars and Pluto aren't done duking it out yet. You know, we've got more to do. This, you know, it's like a tug of war between maintaining versus transforming. And this, you know, battling it out was first exact on November 7th. They've been close enough that they've been influencing each other for some time. But they hit an exact conjunction on November 7th. We'll perfect again in just a few days on January 3rd. And will be exact again on April 25th. And again, it'll take a little while for them to move, you know, a little bit further apart. You know, Pluto is such a slow mover. Mars will move on. But Pluto is the powerhouse. And really, Pluto says, you know, you're going to change whether you like it or not. No matter how much it takes, you know, do I have to whap you along the side of the head with that universal 2x4? Pluto brings change. Pluto brings transformation, not just change, transformation. So what was becomes something different. Pluto has stimulated change that is, you know, for the last, 2008, it's been in the sign of Capricorn. But it's been stimulating change that is allowing both men and women to find their way back to their own one-of-a-kind unique expression. And Chiron, the wounded healer, is how it's typically, you know, referred to. But I think maybe we should start thinking about it as the healing wound. because we've all been doing a lot of healing work. We haven't had any choice. We've been living on the planet. We've had to figure out how to do some things differently, see some things differently, break some patterns, break free of conditioning. There is so much work going on right now in intergenerational healing. And so we've been doing the work. And that healing wound has completed another phase of inner work in Aries. So it's ready to show up in our identity in a new way, to show up and do something different. Start fresh with a new sense of self. The goddess Pandora is in this mix too. She's in with Mars in Leo. And Pandora, of course, you know, she was the goddess that was created and, you know, created and sent to be a scourge to humankind. Her box contained all the miseries and woes and challenges of life. And so she reminds us that things can look really messy and chaotic. Yeah, and we think about the energy of Leo and, you know, everybody's trying to find their own unique expression and use their voice and who can be loud and in charge. And it can really be a place where we run into power struggles. It can also be a place where we find beautiful presence and the ability to be like just magnanimous, like right here, able to hold a place of steadiness and love and regal support. So the goddess Pandora is in Leo there too. So underneath, you know, all the things that look really messy and chaotic, underneath all of the turmoil that we might see in the world around us. And this is the gift of Pandora. I mean, hope remains. No matter what else is flown out of her box, hope is what remains and is standing strong. Yeah, this wheel of the year that we are on keeps turning. The nodes will be shifting in January with our north node, which is our guiding star and really our right direction, moving into Pisces, the sign of the mystery. And the south node, where we've come from and have both gifts that need revitalization and patterns that need releasing, that south node is moving into Virgo, where we will need to discern what it is that really matters, and we're going to have to do the work to make it happen. Reminding you all to stay open to the energy of these 12 holy nights, I want you to remember that in doing so, you create space for your own personal epiphany, a new awareness of the God, Goddess within you, and how you can allow your spiritual express, your spiritual self, an expanded expression. How does spirit come to form? How do we bring heaven to earth? What does a more, divine presentation look like in the world? And so with that, I guess I think of the words that my friend Bonnie always says when she says, you are far more than you think you are. We are far more than we think we are. The world is far more than we allow it to be. Life is so much that we don't understand yet. So we follow the beauty. We look for what's good. We look for what we know. And we move on, showing up as best we can. So I wish, I'm here wishing you all a new year with great peace, love, laughter, and joy. And I'm sure there's going to be some dark spots in there. In the midst of the dark, we have to bring the light. And if you feel you need a little support for that, really, you could consider the benefit of professional therapy and guidance. I'm available for single sessions, multiple sessions, or a look at your personal astrology chart can really give you a sense of how all of these major cosmic shifts might show up in your life. So feel free always to come to my website, www.kayleenwelsh.com, and see, what's there for you. And I do have a special currently available that is designed to really get a look at 2025 for you. So I'm calling it Survive, Thrive, Come Alive 2025. That's a special astrological reading that's currently available. It's about a 50 to 60 minute session, cost you $50. You can purchase it at www.kayleenwelsh.as/come-alive-2025. You won't see it on my website, but you'll find a link on my Kayleen Welsh Soul Guide Facebook page. And I would encourage you to follow my page, if you will. I would also encourage you to follow this podcast wherever you tune in and help me grow, help me get the word out a little bit more. I'd really like to be talking to more people about what's really going on here and how we can find our way through it together. So reach out to me if you have any questions. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that boy sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Sweet.